Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now let's not forget either the over-the-road truck drivers out there. We really appreciate what you're doing. And even those bus drivers out there driving those tour groups around, appreciate you guys too. That goes to you, Danny. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. And don't forget to check out our website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. One more time, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're joined now by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website, see all the great things she's got going along. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Supreme Court hit the nail on the head and totally upset, and I think they caught Joe Biden a little bit by surprise, because he looked like somebody who didn't know what the hell hit him when he stepped up to the mic to talk about that stuff. And this COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses is no longer something to be done, even though they said, well, that we still would like to have you follow that. Gosh, does anybody not know what the term contempt of court means?
Well, I don't know that necessarily applies.
It is if they enforce it, if they try to ram it down their throats. You bet it is.
Well, I mean, corporations can do what they're saying is the government cannot mandate this.
Right.
That's the Supreme Court decision. If a corporation decides that they want to do whatever, that's their own choice.
Correct.
So that wouldn't be...
But OSHA is not involved in this, nor should they have been to begin with.
They cannot use OSHA. They cannot use OSHA. We knew that.
Yes, yes.
Going into the argument. So even the Biden administration said they were using that as a workaround.
Mm-hmm.
A workaround. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the interesting thing is that they said that the healthcare workers, they kind of went sideways, as far as I'm concerned, the Supreme Court did,
mm-hmm.
on the healthcare workers.
Yep.
Now, what's particularly interesting here is that all of these hospitals are part of a corporation. So, I'm not sure I understand the Supreme Court decision on healthcare workers, because they work for corporations that are larger than 100 employees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So my head's kind of sideways on this one, but I have not read the decision. I probably won't. But that one's a little challenging as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens, because there's even more cases in the pipeline further down. We'll see where that goes. There's 19 states. This didn't have anything to do with the 19 states that were coming up the ladder with their lawsuit either. So we'll have to see what happens. Is that correct?
I don't know which 19 states
They have a class action suit about the whole deal behind OSHA being mandating something when they said they couldn't.
That's over with. Mm-hmm. That's over with.
Okay, well, because I did not hear about them being mentioned. All right, well, hang on a second here. Let me see who this is. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
It's that mysterious guy up there in cold country.
Man, it is cold. Anyway, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, you guys were addressing the issue of the Russian Federation and Vladimir Putin wanting to basically weaponize the Western Hemisphere here, mm-hmm. with missiles in Cuba, Venezuela, and other parts unknown. And here's the thing. Does anyone remember the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Yes, sir.
You know, Adlai Stevenson beating it, you know, mm-hmm. giving Khrushchev a what for? Mm-hmm. Does anyone remember Gene Kirkpatrick giving the Soviets a what for under yep. Ronald Reagan when she was ambassador at the UN? Now, this is my opinion now. You got the Russians on the Ukrainian border. You got the Russians on the Kazakhstan border because mm-hmm. of that fiasco that's going on over there. Now,
they're in Kazakhstan.
That's right.
Roger that. Understood. So here's the thing. You got Secretary of State Anthony Blinken getting it handed to him within the first 3 months mm-hmm. by the Chinese at the meeting in where was it, Anchorage, Elmendorf Air Force Base,
right.
Something like that. I forget exactly. So we're getting ready to, the Soviets, I'm just going to call it out, the Soviets are being reconstituted, and they're going to weaponize the Western Hemisphere.
20 seconds.
So what are we going to do with this diminutive feminine leadership that's coming out of the White House? I don't know if it's not male or female, but what are we going to do here?
All right. Thanks, Eric, but we're going to run out of time.
Thanks,
Eric. Okay. Hey, go ahead, Denise, real quick, and then we'll talk about this on the other side.
I've got to tell you, I'm terrified. I hope we have some cooler heads, some smart heads over in the Pentagon, because we certainly don't have them in the White House, and we certainly don't have them at the State Department. So I hope you've got, you always mm-hmm. have war planners, and I think these war planners, they get it. But mm-hmm. does anybody listen to them?
Well,
we're in a very dangerous place, and these talks have gone absolutely nowhere. So you've got other countries that are literally standing on the side of Ukraine, and they understand the threats being put out about Cuba and Venezuela. But so it's like, what are these other countries doing and saying?
Okay. Well, don't worry. Ron Klein will take care of it. Hold on. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And if you want to opine, Jeff is going to give you a little info here.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money since for about 85 years now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, where you can find out who your local agent is, or you can even get a quote right there, right off the website, for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV? They can do all that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your automobile insurance with your homeowner's or your renters, or your condo insurance. That's where you save the money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and see if they can save you some money, too. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, we were talking about something. Eric called up, and then we kind of changed gears. So let's finish up what we were saying about Eric's project.
Well, look, as I said, we have a group of war planners, and these war planners are assigned to areas of operation across the globe. And, you know, they obviously have a lot more data and intelligence than we will ever have over here as civilians. So they can, you know, they geospatial cables, you know, all kinds of movement, chatter, threats, all these other kinds of things are all put in there, and they decide, you know, how and what would be a response, or is this just bluster or whatever else. But nonetheless, they do this all day long. Their careers at this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a buddy who was Marine that did this very thing. He's long since retired, but no. Is it who at the Pentagon, the upper ranks, and who at the State Department, and who in the White House is paying attention to this? Because, you know, we went days and days and days. Now, it was a long time ago. We went days and days and days during the Kennedy administration on the Cuban Missile Crisis. And this president was involved, hands-on, short sleeves rolled up, and so forth and so on. And I have visions of we needing to be there right about now, that this thing ought to be escalated before it gets escalated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We ought to get some attention to everybody that needs to be in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we've got Biden. What's he doing? Well, you know, let's go down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Let's have a discussion that, you know, slams 50% of the population in the United States that were seditionists, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes over to the Capitol yesterday and tries to, you know, deal with the filibuster and the Build Back Better plan. And all this stuff is going on. You know, we got missiles coming into Baghdad and I don't know. I'm not having any confidence in this guy. Is anybody else? Because I'm not.
No. Now, we had a major arrest, and the word sedition finally came up yesterday with the arrest of the leader of the Oath Keepers. I believe he was arrested in Texas, and 10 other individuals, all belonging to the Oath Keepers. And I'm not surprised the arrests were made, but I'm surprised at the number of arrests that were made.
You know, I've got the 48-page indictment, and I'm really kind of surprised it's using sedition as a reason for arrest. Now, sedition's an interesting term here, mostly because we have something in the First Amendment called redress our grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when this necessarily goes to court, this whole thing could necessarily get thrown out, the sedition part of all of this. Now, Stuart Rhodes himself has got 5 charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
A couple others in there that have 6. But Stuart Rhodes himself is seditious conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Seditious conspiracy. And some of the others are really kind of nuts. Destruction of government property, aiding and abetting. Well, you know, destruction of government property has been going all the way back to Code Pink.
Mm-hmm.
In the protests that happened outside the Supreme Court. I mean,
right.
We see that. I mean, tampering with documents, proceedings, aiding and abetting, I don't know what that means, assaulting, resisting, and impeding certain officers. Some of these officers were waving these people into the building.
I saw them.
Yeah, so I don't believe that some of this is going to hold. They've been after the Oath Keepers for a very long time. So there's 10 of them in total.
Is it 10 or 11 with the leader?
It's 10.
Okay.
I think, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, yeah, sorry, it's 11.
Okay.
It's Stuart Rhodes and then 10.
Mm-hmm.
But they allegedly have their communications when they did a go-to meeting and their encrypted communications using Signal, a couple others, and then, you know, apparently they were comparing what they needed to do to Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be interesting to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, and again, don't hold your breath because they're going to be locked away, and this is probably going to come under the Patriot Act again, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to. I mean, they already have the charges there. So,
okay.
But this is a situation where, you know, I don't know how much of it is true, where these people were going in and had a cache of weapons and all this. And apparently the weapons, they had weapons, but they were not anywhere near the Capitol. They had a team that allegedly were outside of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they were across the river at a hotel somewhere.
They had a QRF team, as they called it. But anyway, redress our grievances.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out how this is going to work out. Of course, we've got other things going on here, too, so we'll try to keep our eyes on this as best we can. Now, there's so much information out there right now coming in about Biden, and all I want to say about him is that he looked very angry and very confused at the same time when he came up here to walk up to the mics and talk about all the things that were going on. And it was almost like as if he and by the way, when he went to have lunch with the senators there, his Democratic caucus, that looked like he came out of there really bewildered because he had that look on his face like he didn't know what to say.
I guess the bigger question is, why do we have to have a fake White House?
Yeah, that is a good question.
I mean, we spoke from that yesterday. Uh-huh. Again, the question is why?
Yeah.
And when he was giving his talk, he couldn't complete a sentence.
Nope.
He was, several times he couldn't complete the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have a clue.
No, and they were shouting out questions at him, this, that, and the other. He just kind of looked around.
Just stared up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he put his head down, kind of looking in his lap. And, I mean, it was really embarrassing to watch.
Well, he's got these cheat sheets that he's given every day mm-hmm. by his staff. I guess Ron Klain is giving him the cheat sheets, or somebody else is.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, he's not even using those.
Nope.
I mean, it's kind of like a pacifier he's using as a security blanket, but he's not even really using that. He just kind of stares out into space. It was not a good day for him yesterday, that's for sure.
Nope, and we're going to see more of those, unfortunately. So, here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bad time. Remember, have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the website, see the articles that she writes, and then you can go ahead and read right along with her, sign up for the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she writes them. How's that? I'll be right back with more in our Military and Veterans News segment.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the federal government cannot force COVID vaccination or testing rules on large companies. The vaccine or testing rule would have applied to large companies with at least 100 workers. The three liberal justices dissenting wrote that the Supreme Court is preventing the Biden administration from responding to the coronavirus pandemic in the most effective way possible. The rules will still apply to workers at most healthcare facilities. President Biden is accelerating the government's response to fighting COVID-19.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where there are when we come back, and we'll also tell you about the upcoming golf tournament to benefit the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Fund that they have there. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, just on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm over here on the east side in Tampa. They're over there in the southwest corner in Clearwater. Now, don't forget Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. That's the other campus. Now, to find out more about them, check them out online at naa.edu. That's the main website. And their phone number is 800-659-2080 from anywhere in the country to ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Now, coming up on February the 7th, Wednesday, February the 2nd, rather, at the Innisbrook Island Course, they will have a golf tournament, scholarship golf tournament for the National Aviation Academy. Going to be a lot of fun. The admission will include the green fees, a cart, your swag, your bag of swag. It'll cover lunch and it'll cover dinner at the awards banquet that they'll have later. Now, there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive, and you could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole in one. How about that? You get yourself an electric car with a hole in one. Now, best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation's Scholarship Fund for Students at National Aviation Academy. You can find out more by visiting them at naa.edu/golf or call the local number 727-531-2080. There you go. Check it out, the golf tournament on February the 2nd. Maybe you just might want to grab yourself some partners and get along in that and get going. Who knows? You could win that car. No saying that nobody couldn't, so there you go. Now, the American Conservative website wrote an article yesterday entitled A Distinction Without a Difference that was directed directly at the Department of Defense and our military. Now, I want you to listen to this because this has a lot of bearing on what we're seeing. Because last night, we had four rockets fired at the U.S. Embassy, directly at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. And I don't believe any of them hit their target. And I did see at least one of them being shot down, maybe two, in the video that I was watching a little while ago. But here's the way this starts. In December 2021, the American and Iraqi governments announced that the U.S. military forces in Iraq had shifted to a non-combat role, even though the American military force posture in the country was not substantially changed. They still had the same amount of troops there. However, less than a month after the supposed shift to a non-combat mission, Americans in Iraq once again found themselves under fire. Suicide drones and rockets were launched against American bases across Iraq over multiple days, including against the Al-Assad air base. Now, thankfully, there were no casualties. Nevertheless, these attacks against American troops in Iraq demonstrated that a declared shift from a combat to a non-combat mission is, in fact, a distinction without a difference. Henceforth, the article. So there you go. Now, the VA has announced they will not mail out the COVID kits, but veterans can get free tests at the VA clinics around the country. In addition, the New York Times has an article out there about trading threats. The U.S. and Iran are inching closer to a nuclear pact, even though they are trading threats with each other. And from the Navy Times, the U.S. Navy official says that service is going head-to-head with our adversaries all around the world. Stars and Stripes is reporting a House lawmaker called for legislation to allow a faster U.S. military response should China invade Taiwan. Wow. Confrontation. And The Hill is saying that the House votes to expand GI benefits to the National Guard and Reserve troops. I didn't hear the result of the vote, but they're apparently voting today. Also, let's not forget, the Associated Press is reporting that no Ukraine breakthrough yet, but NATO and Russia are eyeing even more talks to see if they can reach a happy medium somewhere. In the Wall Street Journal, we talked about, you heard us talk about, Denise, with Eric, about the Kazakhstan with the Russian troops being there right now. Well, Kazakhstan is blaming the violent protests on criminals that were out on the street. Criminals. They said it was hell. And according to The Hill, we have a golden opportunity to restore and reform our VA hospitals, which is exactly what was being done until the new administration came in, and I'm not even sure what they're doing right now. Neither is anyone else. So let's take a look at the vice chairwoman of the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, who said new legislation is needed to allow the U.S. to respond faster should China invade Taiwan. Well, we've got troops in country. We got ships around country. We got airplanes in flight all the time somewhere in the vicinity. What more do we need? I have to find out. But this doesn't say. Now, the U.S. Navy is coming in close contact with adversaries during operations all over the world, according to Vice Admiral Roy Kitchener, commander of the Naval Surface Forces. And he says that we need to be prepared at all times for the unexpected. Well, of course, that's what the military planners, and that's what that's all about. Now, there's been no Ukraine breakthrough. We just mentioned that. But the decisions that came at a meeting of the NATO and Russian Council were that they were going to have more talks to see if they could come to some sort of conclusions over what was going on. Well, we don't know whether or not they will or they won't be able to accomplish anything, but certainly you've got to try. Now, extended budget gridlock is going to sabotage the U.S. military's efforts to compete with China. It's going to stall new weapons like the hypersonic missions. It's going to block $3 billion for the defunct Afghan forces from being moved to new priorities. Pentagon officials testified about that. And by the way, we are still trying to get some 31,000 people that were all papered up, ready to go, out of Afghanistan, people that had worked for the United States of America, and they are still hiding out in Afghanistan, trying to get out. We are still trying to get them out, but it's getting a little bit more difficult right now because it's costing big bucks to take that risk to go over there. Big bucks to take that risk to go over there and do what needs to be done to get those people out. Now, in the days and weeks to come, you'll see me putting up a couple different links if you want to help them out. You can do that. I've already got it up there on my website, and I've had it on my Facebook pages a couple of times. You can find it just by going in there, looking, and see what's there. But this is important stuff. Make no doubt about it. Getting those folks out of harm's way because there's not much that they can do right now except hide and hope. We promised them something. We didn't do it. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. Okay, we're coming back with more. And I do believe Chris Markowski will be calling in from not very far away. We'll see. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it right away, and thank you very much. And I like this part of the program because I get to talk to my friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and I get to tell you about a fancy car. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MBX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine added to it, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, that feels good. Really, I'm telling you, that feels good. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So, check them out. Your Moss Acura that will come with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, They honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and it can be found online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Now, are we going to hear jet airplanes in a minute?
No, not that close to LaGuardia yet.
Okay, but you're coming down. I thought you would have been in the air by now.
No. I was leaving today. I got a job I got to do. I had to work yesterday, so I got to get up early in the morning to go.
Oh, okay. So I got you, and I understand the job. Actually, you run a business. That's what you do.
Yeah, and they were actually busy yesterday, a lot of appearances, so I decided to leave early in the morning.
Well, we got to talk a little bit more about the surge of consumer inflation, which continued in December, largely in line with all of what we thought was going to happen. You and I talked about this months ago and said, hey, inflation's not going anywhere. It's going to be around a while. And I heard some people say the other day, well, it's going to go away in the middle of the summer. Fuel prices will go down. Everything will get back to normal. No, it's not.
Well, the problem is that inflation's been with us. You can go all the way back to Greenspan, and you can take a look at the incremental inflation that they have that they kind of talk down. Because my big thing with inflation, if you take a look at the CPI, it's made up of various different things. To me, the most important things are obviously energy, gas, and food, because you need to survive on those things. When those things go up, that really hits most Americans in the pocketbook. See, people on the upper echelon scale, where they're spending less of their discretionary income on those things, it doesn't hit them as bad. But for most Americans, it does. And that's why people are really feeling it, because that area has really gone parabolic. Yesterday, we also had the producer price index come out, which is basically at the wholesale level, and that was over 10%. So, I mean, year over year, or close to 10% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very hot. It's very hard on businesses, and they're going to be doing everything and anything they can to cut costs. And I think you're going to probably also see a lot engage in the old shrinkflation, where you'll start seeing packages shrink and less raisins in your Raisin Bran and less chips in your Chips Ahoy.
Wow, and less popcorn in your popcorn.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
By the way, say hello to Roger P. Showman. He's two studios down from me playing Molly Maid.
Oh, hey, Roger. I haven't seen Roger in years. How's he doing?
He's doing good. Maybe we can talk him into coming where we're going to meet up at this weekend, which we still haven't figured out. And there's some people that definitely want to. Yeah, he's waving at us now. There's some people that definitely want to do that. Well, okay, let's go beyond this inflation stuff, because I'm telling you, it's not going anywhere.
No, it's not going anywhere. And, you know, there's certain things that could be done, but it involves a 180. I was talking about this yesterday. Most people don't even realize this. Because of the lack of pipelines that we have here in this country, in certain states and certain governors unwilling to do that, it's difficult to deliver natural gas to certain areas. And, you know, it's funny. You got Russian liquefied natural gas tankers that have to go into Boston Harbor and deliver natural gas to Massachusetts because of our inability to actually complete these things, or actually even start them in certain cases, as far as infrastructure is concerned. So, again, it's problematic, without a doubt. And again, these are things that we could solve if we can actually, decide that we're going to start going, far left and thinking that we're going to solve every problem with windmills and solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Well, private insurers apparently are going to start providing their clients with these COVID tests, and that could cost the insurers billions of dollars. But that's sort of it's not a done deal. It's something that's still being negotiated by the federal government and the insurance companies.
Who's going to be providing this? I'm sorry.
Private insurance companies, not the government, could wind up providing their insurers with billions of dollars worth of COVID tests, because the federal government may put it off on the insurance companies and then give them a certain amount of money for doing it.
All right, just as simple, business 101. The costs are just going to get passed down to the people that are paying insurance.
Right.
In Obamacare, when they made me pay for maternity for myself just in case I happen to get pregnant.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Obviously made my insurance.
Oh, boy.
So it's not about that.
Now, listen, are you a Spider-Man follower?
I haven't seen the new one yet, but I've seen all the other ones. When the kids are younger, going with the kids to the movies. Now they look at you cross-eyed if you want to go to a movie with them.
Wait till you hear this one. A single page of artwork from a 1984 Spider-Man comic book sold at auction for a record $3.36 million.
Nothing really surprises me anymore. There was a piece of artwork that was for sale last year that was invisible that they were selling for $18,000. Some Yahoo bought it. But anyway, you know, it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. It was like an economic lesson I gave to my son last year. We were looking at all my old baseball cards, and he was amazed at how much they were worth. He was looking them up online. I said, yeah, the book says they're worth that much, but they're not worth anything until somebody's willing to pay you for it. It's just that's how the world works.
Well, now that the Supreme Court has blocked President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate from private companies, and by the way, he right away turned around and said, oh, no, go ahead and keep doing that. We're going to continue to recommend you do that. But anyway, Andy Biggs, who's a congressman from Arizona, has introduced a bill that will bar entities that get federal funds from issuing a mandate of any kind.
Listen, from the get-go, there's that old saying, what you can catch, is it more bees with honey or something like
right.
that? You got to be a little bit sweet. When you start ordering people around and you start mandating things, not the right way to go. You're going to get some sort of pushback any way, shape, matter, or form. And full disclosure, everybody's different. I'm fully vaccinated. I got my booster, and I still got COVID again.
Sure.
But they're neither here nor there. I think the outcomes are better. But, I could give a damn. I could give a damn whether or not I get on a plane with everybody is unvaccinated and I'm the only one on the plane that is.
Right.
So it's the one thing that it's kind of like a motorcycle helmet. If you don't want to wear a motorcycle helmet, don't wear a motorcycle helmet. Who am I saying?
By the way, are you going to be driving a Ford anytime soon?
I don't know. It depends on the rental car they give me.
Well, Ford just crossed the $100 billion market value for the first time in their history.
Yeah, and they're still nowhere near what Tesla's worth, but they sell way more cars. It's kind of funny. But, and they were one of the ones that didn't get bailed out, so good for Ford.
And somebody came out with a car that they swear, I haven't seen it yet, they've come out with a car, it's not in production yet, that they say will go 1,000 miles on an electric charge.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look underneath the hood there, okay? I really am. I got to see how that's possible. I mean, I think Lucid Motors has gotten up there pretty high. I think they were supposed to 500-600 miles, but I'm gonna have to see that one. I mean, what kind of battery they're gonna have in there, and how heavy is that thing?
Well, batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a battery, it's batteries.
It's got to be quite heavy.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see what happens with everything that's going on. By the way, Twitter, Meta, which is the old, Meta's what Facebook used to be.
Now, they're two different companies. They're two different companies. Meta's one company, Twitter's separate.
Right. And they're being subpoenaed by the January 6th panel to come and tell them what they know about all these messages that were going back and forth.
Yeah, I know there's still going on with that thing. I don't know really who's paying attention to it at this point in time, but
they had the Oath Keepers.
Really grasping. Yeah.
The Oath Keepers, yeah. Yesterday, the leader of the Oath Keepers, who was in Texas, and 10 other Oath Keepers were indicted on sedition charges.
Yeah, you know what I'm seeing, though? I'm seeing the media already starting to push for a rematch of Hillary and Donald.
It's coming.
Flash the movie.
It's coming. Okay.
No, God, no.
Let's stay in touch, and I'll be talking to you later sometime. All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check it out.
This is the Captain's America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.